All right, well, join me in an attitude of prayer of thanksgiving, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you as we realize that your thoughts are higher than our thoughts and your words are more powerful than our words. But we do thank you that you allow us to have a love relationship with you and that we can understand your thoughts and how you get the thoughts out there. And through prayer and love and understanding, we're able to have that peace that passes all understanding when we invite Christ into our life. And we thank you for that. We lift up all the ones that was mentioned aloud this morning, but there's always thoughts and prayers and needs that are never mentioned aloud. But the beauty part about you being God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, you know those requests too, and we bring them to the throne of grace in Jesus' name. Thank you for teaching the disciples how to pray. And they were curious. So they said, Lord, how can we pray? Can we pray like you? And he said, well, let me give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray together the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.